Facebook boosted post vs ad, what's the difference? When considering advertising your business on Meta platforms such as Facebook and Instagram, a key decision point emerges, whether to direct your resources towards Facebook boosted post vs ads. Both avenues offer distinct advantages for reaching your target audience. However, discerning which option is optimal requires a deeper examination of their specific functions and intended outcomes. This comparison between a Facebook-boosted post vs ad will illuminate the differences in efficacy and impact, enabling a strategic choice aligned with your business objectives. Here, we will examine which one of these two forms of advertising Facebook-boosted post vs ad would be better for your business and what's their differences. What are Facebook ads and boosted posts? Facebook-boosted posts. When you publish a post on your Facebook page timeline, you can boost that post by investing a certain amount of money. This method allows you to enhance your post's reach across Facebook, Messenger, and Instagram without the complexity of using Facebook Ad Manager to create ads. If you compare Facebook boosted post vs ads, boosted posts offer fewer customization options than ads created through the Ad Manager. However, boosting a post is straightforward compared to the complex process of creating an ad campaign. To boost a post, you select the audience you want to connect with, decide on your campaign budget, and click Boost Post. Once approved, it will display your post to your chosen audience for the duration of your campaign. It's important to note that a boosted post is a form of ad only because it requires a budget to expand its reach. This fundamental similarity ties boosted posts to meta ads created within Ads Manager. Therefore, when you get your ad expenditure billings, your boosted post will be identified as an ad. Facebook ads. To create Facebook ads, you need to access the Facebook Ad Manager, which offers more customization features than boosted posts. They could be visible on Facebook, Instagram, and Messenger platforms. You can use Facebook ads to target for getting brand awareness, app installation, website conversions, and video views. These ads can appear on the feed or at the side of your monitor screen. You can see such ads on both mobile and desktop devices. The aim of Facebook ads is similar to traditional advertising, which is to create brand awareness and target interested individuals to convert into customers. When we compare Facebook ads vs boosted posts, we see that Facebook ads tend to be less engaging overall. And to gather more interest, you have to invest in the ads only. However, it also provides you with various targeting options to reach more people, make them aware of your products/services, and get them converted into customers. What is the difference between Facebook boosted post vs ad? Facebook ads and boosted posts serve distinct purposes in digital marketing on the platform. Facebook ads encompass various media formats such as images, videos, and infographics. Using them, you can introduce the brand to new customers. They are typically not shared organically but rely on Facebook's algorithms to target specific audience groups defined by the advertiser, presenting the brand in a formal business context. On the other hand, boosted posts take existing Facebook content and promote it to retain customers and drive engagement. They encourage sharing to attract new customers and target those who are already engaging with the brand. Boosted posts emphasize community involvement, seeking to integrate the brand into a broader online community. The choice between a Facebook boosted post vs ad depends on specific marketing goals. While ads are tailored for brand exposure and targeting new audiences, boosted posts are effective for nurturing existing customer relationships and fostering community engagement. Understanding the nuances of Facebook boosted post vs ad is crucial in developing a well-rounded social media marketing strategy tailored to the desired outcomes. Facebook ad vs boosted post pros and cons. Now, even after knowing the differences, you might still be thought to know which one would be better. While comparing Facebook boosting vs ads, here we are showing the pros and cons of Facebook ads and boosted posts. Facebook Ad Pros. If you choose Facebook ads, it gives you more options to place your ads, whether you want to place them on feed side ads or show them on a timeline. You can also place your ad on Messenger, Instagram Stories, Instant Articles, and Audience Network. With Facebook ads, you have the option to select the objective of your campaign. It will help you create a strategy to define your customer journey from creating brand awareness to gaining conversions. In Facebook ads, you can add images, videos, carousels, and various other formats. In the end, you can also use engaging CTA to encourage your audience to purchase anything. Gain advanced targeting options with EMP Monitor, allowing you to customize and refine your audience based on previous campaigns. For example, you can leverage lookalike audiences to prevent overlap and optimize ad spending effectively. Facebook ad cons. If you are a rookie with Facebook advertising, there is a chance that you will lose more than you gain. And that's because it will take time for you to get perfection in creating Facebook ads. On the other hand, it is easier to boost an engaging post and generate revenue for business. Creating a Facebook ad would be a time-consuming process. However, now it has become easy to run ad campaigns on Facebook. But to set up one, you need to be well-versed with various customization and optimization process. Facebook Boosted Post Pros. When comparing Boosted Post vs Ad, Boosted Post offer a straightforward way to amplify existing content without extensive ad creation. This simplicity makes it accessible to businesses without specialized marketing expertise. Boosted Posts can enhance engagement with your audience, especially those who follow your page or have interacted with your content. It can also help you to get more likes, comments, and shares, helping to build an online community around your brand. Compared to more complex ad campaigns, boosting a post can be a cost-effective way to increase visibility. It allows you to plan an advertising budget and set spending limits based on your needs. Boosted posts allow you to select specific audience demographics, interests, and behaviors, ensuring that your content reaches the most relevant users. This targeting capability can improve the effectiveness of your promotions. Boosted posts seamlessly integrate with your organic content strategy, allowing you to leverage existing posts that already have audience engagement. It can lead to better performance and alignment with your overall social media marketing efforts. Facebook Boosted Post Cons. Boosted Posts vs Ad offer fewer customization options than ads created in Facebook Ads Manager, limiting control over targeting and optimization. Boosted Posts rely on Facebook's automated optimization algorithms, providing less control over campaign objectives like conversions or lead generation. Without detailed control over budget allocation and bidding strategies, Boosted Posts may result in less targeted reach and potentially inefficient spending compared to strategic ad campaigns managed through Ads Manager. Which is better, boosting or Facebook ads? The choice between boosting a post and creating a Facebook ad depends on specific marketing goals and preferences. Boosted posts can be more effective when you want engagement in your existing content to retain customers and drive engagement within your current audience. They can also encourage sharing and community involvement. However, for more comprehensive campaigns that aim to reach new customers or achieve specific business objectives, you should focus on Facebook advertising. Facebook ads offer greater customization, allowing precise targeting, optimization, and control over budget allocation. This approach is beneficial for promoting brands to new audiences and leveraging various media formats, images, videos, infographics, to convey a compelling message. Ultimately, selecting between boosting a post and using Facebook ads hinges on desired outcomes and the level of control and customization needed for a successful campaign. Understanding the nuances of boosted post vs ad is essential in formulating an effective social media marketing strategy tailored to your business objectives. Why to boost your Facebook posts? Boosting your Facebook posts can significantly enhance your social media marketing strategy. By boosting posts, you can quickly increase visibility and engagement with your existing audience. This approach is ideal for reinforcing brand loyalty and encouraging interactions among your followers. Boosted post vs ad also have the advantage of simplicity, allowing you to promote content without the complexity of setting up an ad campaign. Moreover, boosted posts often generate more shares and organic reach, amplifying the impact of your content within your target demographic. However, when looking to expand your reach to new audiences or achieve specific business objectives, then it would be better to invest in Facebook ads. Ads offer greater customization and targeting capabilities, making them more suitable for reaching new customers and achieving specific conversion goals. Creating engaging posts to boost your page engagement would be a time-consuming process. In such a case, you can utilize a social media automation tool like Socinator to manage all your social media activities in autopilot mode. How Socinator can help you boost page engagement? Socinator is a game changer for marketers seeking to boost engagement on their Facebook pages. This robust tool automates essential social media tasks like scheduling posts, sharing content, and interacting with your audience. By leveraging Socinator's features such as auto-commenting, auto-liking, and auto-following, marketers can actively engage with their audience and attract more followers. It not only saves valuable time but also enhances page visibility and interaction. Socinator's analytics and reporting capabilities provide valuable insights into post performance, allowing marketers to fine-tune strategies and maximize engagement. If you aim to create compelling content and amplify its impact through boosted posts, Socinator offers comprehensive features to optimize your Facebook marketing efforts effectively. Multi-account management. Manage and monitor multiple social media accounts from a single dashboard, streamlining workflows and increasing efficiency. Automated posting. Schedule and publish posts across multiple social media platforms, saving time and ensuring consistent content delivery. Auto-engagement. Automatically like, comment, and follow users based on defined criteria, boosting interaction and attracting more followers. Advanced analytics. Gain insights into how well your posts perform by checking the likes, views, and overall engagement on your posts. Hashtag research. Discover trending and relevant hashtags to optimize post visibility and reach. Is it better to boost a post or promote a page on Facebook? Whether you boost a post from your Facebook page or promote it, in both scenarios, you would gain more traffic on your Facebook page. Boosting a post increases engagement among existing followers, while promoting the page with page likes adds that target new audiences likely to be interested in your content or business. With both approaches, you could gain visibility and interaction, aligning with specific marketing objectives to enhance overall page performance. However, it is simpler to boost posts than promote a Facebook page. Basically, page promotion is a Facebook ad where you have to set your ad goals, target a specific audience, and select a duration for running your campaign. As already explained, when you choose boosted post vs ad, it should depend on your requirements only. Should I create an ad or boost a post? If you are unsure whether to create an ad or boost a post on Facebook, consider your level of experience with advertising. Boosting existing posts is a simpler option for beginners, as it requires less knowledge of Facebook advertising and can quickly increase engagement for your business. However, if you have experience managing ad campaigns and want to achieve specific business objectives like reaching new audiences or driving conversions, creating a targeted Facebook ad may be more beneficial. Ultimately, the decision hinges on your skills and comfort level with managing ad campaigns effectively on Facebook. Also, you can rely on automation tools like Socinator to schedule posts and automate your daily social media activities. Automating tasks such as post scheduling, content sharing, and audience engagement will help you save time and focus on other aspects of your business. Whether you choose to boost posts or create ads, leveraging automation tools can complement your efforts and enhance the overall effectiveness of your Facebook marketing campaigns.